We're on Dalet on the days at the bottom.
It's reporting.
Va'anan de'islam trey yom mehefi avdina. And we in Bavel that have 2 days yontif, Shemini Atzeres is 2 days. So what do we do? When do they say Mashiv HaRuach? Omar Rab, Maslam Musafim, you start on the first day, on the eighth day, in Musaf, Uposek B'mincha Arvis Shachris, and then you stop, because maybe the second day is really Yontif, and this is only the seventh day. So you say it in Musaf, and you stop for Mincha, Mariv, Shachris, and then start again in Musaf on Simchas Torah on the ninth day. The Choser B'Musafim. Amr lahu Shmuel puku v'amru leila abba achas shasisu kodesh taseu chol. You're going to make it look like it's only the seventh day, which is chol, since you already made it kodesh by saying this is the eighth day, and by saying mashiv haruach and musaf. Now, if you don't say it mincha, you're implying that the day is not really kodesh. El amr Shmuel maschil musaf and mincha posik arvis l'shachris v'chozer maschil musaf. No, on that day you continue and finish. You finish saying a mincha. And then the next day, you don't say Arvis and Shachris, because maybe this is the Yontif. And you don't say it until Musaf. Well, Musaf, and you start again in Musaf. So on the first day, the eighth day, you keep it as if it would be the Yontif. And then the next day, you start again, as if that day is Yontif. Rashi. Anan de Islan Trey Yomei, Shnei Yomim Tovim Achronim, Shmini Sofik Shvi, Vichi Sofik Shmini. We have the eighth day, which may be the seventh day, and the ninth day, which may be the eighth day. Rabbi Yehuda, Domer, Miyantif Achron, Be'ezum Yemaskon, turning to Rabbi Yehuda, that you start at Musaf, on Shemini Atzeres, which day do you start? The eighth or the ninth? Maschul B'Musaf, Shal Shemini, Sofik Shvi. You start Musaf on the eighth, that may be the seventh. The Shema Yantif Achron, because maybe that is the Yantif. Uposek B'Mincha, Shema Shvi Cholhu. And then you stop at Mincha, because maybe really it's not Yantif. It's only Hashanah Rabbah. The Ein Zman Haskorad Musaf Shal Machar. Really, you're not supposed to mention until the next day. So we start mentioning it Musaf because maybe it's Yontif. We stop at Mincha because maybe it's not. Upesek Nomi Be'arvis V'Shachris Shal Tshi Yisav Yishmini. And you don't say Mashiv HaRuach not at Ma'ariv and not at Shachris of the ninth day, because even if it's the eighth day, you don't start saying it till Musaf. La'aba Chaveri. Abba is an endearing term to mean my friend. La'achar shasisu kodesh l'shmini sofik shvi. Once you imply that it's a yontif by saying mashiv haruach et musaf on the eighth day, which may be the seventh day, shiskarta bo gvuros chishomim k'reb Yehuda miyontif achron taseu chol bitmiyo shemafsik v'mincha shalos hayom. That day itself you should now treat it as if it's chol and not say mashiv haruach et mincha. She says, Elamai, that day you continue saying mashiv haruach till Marav. Marav you stop, Shachris you stop, say Musaf again. Posik Arvis to Shachris, the Lav Hainu Tfila Shalosh Hayom, because that's not the Tfila of the day that you already made it as if it was Kodesh. Now it's the next day. Even if it is Kodesh, you don't say Arvis and Shachris. Okay. Rava Amar Kivin Shehischu Shuvenu Posik. Rava says, and that's the Halacha, that once you start saying Mashiv HaRuach, you don't stop. And you continue saying it, and you say it Musaf or Shemini Atzeres, and continue saying it through Mincha, Mariv, Shachris of Simchas Torah. The Chayin Omer of Sheishas, Kivin Sheishas, Lashuva, and Posek, the Omer Rav, Hodder Bey, the Af Rav, Hodder Bey, even Rav had Harata, the Omer Rav Hanan, the Omer Rav, Mona Esrim, the Echad Yom, you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, Kedera Shemona, Asora Yomim, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. The different shayla of what that means exactly over here, what's the connection, but the simplest meaning, before we get to Rashi, the simplest meaning is that you count 21 days counting Rosh Hashanah, just like you count 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's not the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's the days counting Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Over here also, you count Rosh Hashanah, and you count the 21st day. And on the 21st day, that's when you start saying Mashiv HaRuach. Umaschil, that's when you start. The kivin shehischil shuvein aposik. Once you start, you don't stop. The hilchasa kivin shehischil shuvein aposik. Rashi, Rava Omar, kivin shehischil b'shmini sofik shvi shuvein aposik. and you say it the entire day of Simchas Torah. Hader Bey, Mimai the Omer Posek. Mona Chafalaf Yom, Mirash Hashanah Ad Shmini, Sofik Shvi. Right, 21 days till from Rosh Hashanah till the 8th day, which may be the 7th day, Shochad. Kedera Shemonim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim Asara Yomim. Shemaschil Limnos Miyom Rishon Shor Rosh Hashanah. Just like by Rosh Hashanah, even though there's 2 days, you begin counting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Umaskir Mikan Ve'Elech. And then you start saying Mashiv HaRuach and continue and don't stop. Zeu Shemaskir B'Shmini Sofik Shvi, Shehu Chav Beis, Shuv Eino Posek. And that which you mentioned on Shmini Sofik Shvi, which is really the 22nd day, because the 21st day is the 7th, but it's really a Sofik. Maybe it's the 8th day. Right? V'ahad Maschilin Anu Limnos Miyom Aleph. Right? We start counting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Anu Olsim Beis Yomim. We make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Lav Mishum Sofik. The Shema Ibru Elul. The reason we take 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not because maybe they were Ma'aber Elul, and really the first day is the second day. So Anan Bekim Bekvi of the Yarcha. We know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is. We know that they're not Ma'aber Elul. We know exactly that the first day is really Rosh Hashanah. Ela Mishum De Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu. Because the Minig Avoseinu Biyodeinu, in the time when the Edim wouldn't come or whatever, so we keep it a second day as a Minig. But we know for sure the first day is the right day. So lo amrina monech hafalaf yom kedera shimoneh. Kolomar, im ibru elul lo yachshu miyom rishon shor Rosh Hashanah, kaf alef yom, shimkein lo yimtzu biyado elechav, v'kolim biyomtiv shvi, yom netilus harav. Right? If we start counting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then we'll end up on the 21st day will be Hoshana Rab, not what's it called, Shmini Atzeres. Ela miyom shemaschilin limnos asora yomim lasos basir yom kippur, and that's why it sells like we count Yom Kippur. Just like the Yom Kippur, you count from the first day Rosh Hashanah, that's Vaday Aleph. And Yom Kippur is Vaday Yud. There's no suffix on Yom Kippur. It's only one day. So Yaschil Limnos Ve'elu Shebekach Lo Yiteh. Shiyom HaKippur Yom Echad Levad. Yom Kippur, we don't keep 2 days in suffix. So we keep it as a 10th day from the first day of Rosh Hashanah Vaday. V'yeda Mehechen Hischilu Limnos Lo. So once we establish when Yom Kippur was, we know when to start counting the 21 days. And then the 22nd day, we start saying, Uviyom Shekolim Kapalat, when the 21 days are over, meaning after Hoshana Rabbah, that's when you start counting. That's when you start saying Mashiv HaRuach. Dehainu Biyomtif Achron, Maschil LaHazkir, Dekivin Shemaschil Shuvenu Posek. Okay. Mishnah. Ad Mosai Shol in Sakshomim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Shiyavar HaPesach. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, till Pesach is over, and we have a few different pshat in what that meant, Ad Shiyavra Pesach, or that this is a second day in Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't, stop saying on the first day of Pesach at Musaf, but you stop saying after the whole Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Shiyetze Nisan. Rabbi Meir says till the whole Nisan's over. Shenemar V'yored Lochem Geshem Moro Malkosh Barisham. Says, I'll bring you a rain, Mora umalkosh. Mora is the early rains, Malkosh is the later rains, Barishon in the first month. Rashi, no Rashi. Omer there of Nachman of Yitzchak. Yora ben Nisan. Yora is not Nisan. Yora is the early rains, which are in Melcheshven. Yora ben Melcheshven. Titania, Yora ben Melcheshven, umalkosh ben Nisan. The early rains come in Cheshven, that's Yora. And Malkosh are the late rains that come in Nisan. Amalei Hochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained this pasuk b'mei Yoel ben Psuel Niskayim Mikrazeh. This pasuk is referring to one time in history when both the Yore and the Malkosh came in Nisan, in the time of Yoel. The Sid Bey Yeser Hagazim Ochol Ha'arbe says over there that there was a drought and grasshoppers came, all different kinds of grasshoppers, and ate up the entire crop. Also, Shana Yotza Adar v'Loyardu v'Shama. That year, the whole Adar went by, and there was no rain, so there was nothing growing. Yardu lahem Revi'a Rishona be'echad v'Nisan, and a miracle happened, and the first rains of the year fell on the first day of Nisan. Omer lahem Navi Yisrael tzu v'zoru. So the Navi said there's going to be a miracle now, and things are going to grow, so go plant them. Now's the time to plant. Now it's started to rain, it's kedai to plant. Omer lo, mishi yesh lo kav chitim o kabayim saorim, yochlenu v'yichyo yisrenu v'yomus. We only have seeds to eat. We have nothing else to eat. We go plant the seeds, we'll die of starvation before it grows. So if somebody who has seeds should eat them or plant them. Omer lahem, afal pi kein tzu v'zoru. Go and plant them. Have some bitachon, plant the seeds, and I promise you things will be okay. Nasal em neis, v'nizgal lahem mashu b'ksolim, mashu b'churei nemolim, and they planted the seeds they had, and they found food to eat. They found seeds in what's it called, in ant holes, and in what's it called, in the walls, so they had what to eat. And they planted what they had originally. Yotzu v'zoru sheni u'shlishi u'revi. They went and planted the second day of Nisan, third day and fourth day. V'yard v'lahem revi yashniya v'chamisha b'nisan. The second rains fell already on the fifth day of Nisan. And ikrivu omer v'shishasa b'nisan. And they were able to bring the omer from the tzvua that they planted on the second, third, and fourth day. Nimseis tzvua hagdela b'shisha chadashim gedela b'chadasar yom. That some of the tzvua only had 11 days to grow. The ones that they planted on the fourth day only had 11 days to grow, and the 16th day already they cut the omer from it. Nimtza omer akarid mitzvua shal shisha chadashim karid mitzvua shal achadasar yom. The omer normally brought from tzvua that had been growing 6 months, here grew from tzvua that had been growing 11 days. The aloso hadoru omer hazorim bedima barina yiktzoru holoch yelech uvachol nosei meshech hazora. Now the Gemara explains how that pasuk goes. My holoch yelech uvachol nosei meshech om Rabbi Yehuda shor kshuchorech holech uboche. The shore had nothing to eat when it was plowing, when they were planting, as they were plowing to plant these seeds, the shore was crying, had nothing to eat. By the time they came back, after they planted, things started to grow immediately. It was already a little bit grown that the shore had what to eat. In other words, a nace happened. Not only did it grow in 11 days, but it started growing immediately. My bo yovo barina, that's the zo bo yovo barina. When they came back, the shore was already happy. My nosi alumosov, omrav chizdav amri lo masnisatana, kona zera shiboles zorsayim. There was also a miracle, the opposite of what is normal. Normally, the stalk of the grain is a few times longer than the grain itself. And here was just the opposite. If the stalk was a kona, the shibolus was two kanas. If the kana was a zeres, then the shibolus was two zerusin. In other words, the part of the tvua was twice the size of the stalk, which was miraculous. Rashi. Omele of Nachman of Yitzchak, Yoreh b'nisanhu, d'chsiv yored lochem geshem moreh u'malkosh barisha. Bitmia says that both moreh and malkosh will come in the first month. Mora usually comes in Cheshvan. V'hobmar Cheshvan, who could itani l'kamona v'sifrihu? The Ram will see the brisa that says that Malko, Yore is in Cheshvan. Yore u'malkosh v'forish l'kamon. Omar lei, v'ade v'mar Cheshvan hu. U'mikro zebi me yol ben psuel niskayim. She yore u'malkosh shoye barishol, al yedei neis. Shoye rov shevashonin, there's a 7-day famine. Dechsiv ki kora Hashem l'rov. The gam boil horit sheva shonim, uksiv yesur agozum ochel harbe, and everything was eaten up by the grasshoppers. Yotza odar velo yardu gishonim, and that year there was no rain in Adar. Velo zoru rov adar lo garsinan. And that, it doesn't say they didn't plant. They didn't plant because there was nothing to plant. So they didn't plant anything that whole winter. Revir ishona hascholas gishonim. The first rains fell on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Well, the common Mefarish Revia Shemarbia Sa'ar. It's called Revia because it's as if it copulates with the ground. Oh, Yisraelu v'yomu. So they said to him, how are we going to plant seeds? That's what we have to eat. If we plant it, we'll die of starvation. Barav Kodim Shetigdal Atzvulu will die of starvation before it grows. Tu Achadosha, Shlo Yelo Mayochal. Naslem Neis, behind the seed, Yishilamti Vachem, Es Hashonim Asher Ochol Ha'arda. I'll make up for you all the years that the grasshoppers ate your crops. Miracles will happen for you in compensation of that. Nisgalem Tuo Shebechurei Namolim Masher Biksolim, She'otzu Achborim. They found, what's it called, mice holes in the wall. And in ant holes, they found, seeds. Yotzu v'zoro, v'zoro mashu b'yodam. So they planted what they originally had, and they ate what they found in the ant holes and the walls. Sheini b'nisan, r'shlishi ravi. They planted it 3 days, right? The second of Nisan, the third, and the fourth. Umashamotsu ochlu, and what they found, they ate. What they found in the walls and in the ant holes. And after they planted, the rains came on the 5th of Nisan. And the tool already grew to be brought the omer from it by the 16th. So it's 11 days. The tool that normally takes 6 months to grow. And Tosus points out, even though it said it started growing immediately, but the latest one was only 11 days. The ones that started growing on the fifth day, right, because they were planted on the fourth, didn't, what's it called, only had 11 days. So it's really a little bit less than 11 days, a little bit more than 11 days, because it started growing already on the fourth. Didn't wait till the rains to start growing. Because said as soon as they planted it, there was enough for the shore to eat a little bit of it. Hazorim b'dim ovarino yiktzoru, shelo hayo lohem alecho. Right, they didn't have what to eat. I was thinking another pshat, rather than Tosus ends with a tzorech iyun, because it wasn't 11 days. It took a little bit more for the original ones, because they started growing right away. So Tosus has the latest one, but the latest one also wasn't 11 days. I was thinking, no, the shore ate up. While they were plowing and planting, the shore ate up everything that was started to grow. So it really had to start growing again from the fifth day when the rains came. So that's why it said 11 days. Because they were crying, they didn't have what they planted, they were crying, they didn't have what to eat. They were planting their food. They didn't know they were going to find the food in the walls. My holoch yelichu bacho, so what's the second part? Im l'vnei adam kvar ne'amar, hazorim b'dim o'barin yitzorim. So about people, it already said, the people who planted crying were happy when they harvested. Ela ala shor kasuv ha-kasuv ha-kasuv. So about the shore itself, it was plowing. Balichos olach v'shatelem, when it went to plow, it was crying, it had nothing to eat. V'chaziros o'chel chaziz. Shachas min atelem shezoru balichoson kishehu zoreya miyad maschelus lidah. Started to grow immediately after it was planted. My bo yovo barina nosi alumosov imit neatvu ashiyesh lev lecho harikvar omer barina yiktzoru. What's this nosi alumosov telling me? Shibolas zersayim zehu neis godlos. A tremendous name. Mashen ken derech kol tvua shakona pishlosha v'yarboa b'shibolas. Right, normally the stalk is 3 to 4 times the size of the grain part. And here it was just the opposite. The grain part was double the size of the stalk. Okay. Only Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. My deceit, ki kora Hashem l'rov, the gam bo'el ha'oret sheva shonim. Right? In Yoel, in Malachim Beis, but in that time of Yoel, there was a 7-year drought. And what did they eat during those years? Right, this was what's called the time of Eliyahu. That there was a 7-year drought also, a 7-year famine. So what did they eat? Omer lei hochi omer Rabbi Yochanan. Shana rishon lo achlu mashu b'batim. First year, whatever supplies they had in the house, they depleted. They ate it up. Shniya achlu mashu b'sados. The next year, they ate what just came up by itself, the svichim that were in the fields. Shlishis boser behemah Torah. The third year they slaughtered their kosher cattle and ate that. Revi'ish Basar Be'Matmeya. The fourth year, they had no more kosher animals, they ate non-kosher animals. It was Pikuach Nefesh. Chamishish Basar Shkotzim Ramoshim. By the fifth year, they had no animals left, so they ate bugs. Shishish Basar B'Neim of Noseim. In the sixth year, they ate their children who died from the famine. Children died first, they ate them. Shvi'ish Basar Zroseim. In the seventh year, they ate already the flesh of their arms. L'kayim HaShenemar, Ish Basar Zro Yochevu. That's how bad the famine was. Omerlei, what's the Rashi? Kikor HaShem L'Rabi Me Yehoram Ben Achav Nemar. This passage is talking about Yehoram. In the time of Yehoram Ben Achav, that's when Eliyahu said that there's not going to be rain for 7 years, and there was a famine for 7 years. Masha B'Sados, Sfichim. Masha Nishtayir B'Sados. What was in the field means what grew wild in the field. Not everybody. Some people were so pressed for food that they ate their dead children. Okay. The Omerle of Nachman of Yitzchak, my dirsi bekir b'chakadosh v'lo avo be'ir, mishum de bekir b'chakadosh v'lo avo be'ir. Right? What's the pshat in the pasuk? Because bekir b'chakadosh, I'm not going to come into the city. What does that mean? Because Bekir B'Chakadosh, I'm not going to come to the city. Just the opposite. Because it's Kodesh, I will come into the city. Elo Omer Lehochi. Omer Lehochi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Lo Ovel B'Yerushalayim Shel Mala, Ad She'ovel Yerushalayim Shel Mata. I won't enter the Yerushalayim Shel Mala until the Yerushalayim Shel Mata is built. Omer says, Umi Yikah Yerushalayim L'Mala. Is there Yerushalayim above in the heavens? In. Dechsiv Yerushalayim Abnuya Ki'ir She'chubro L'Yachto. Rashi, lo avo mishum de bekir b'chakado shata meitiv masecha lo yovo kodesh baruch beir, because you're holy. That's why I won't come into the city. Just the opposite. That's why the rebbeinu should come into the city. Lo avo birushalayim v'hachi kamer ad shiye bekir b'chakado shlamata, until you'll build the beis hamikdash down below, right? The hainu yerushalayim lo avo beir shlamala. I won't go into the Yerushalayim Shomala until I occupy the Yerushalayim Shomata. Yerushalayim Abenuyo Ke'ir Shechubra La Yachtov. Yerushalayim Shomata Te Benuyo Ke'ir Shechubra La Shehi Ke'yotzeba. It's a sister city, a connected city. Chaverto V'dugmosa. Something similar to it that's connected to it. Nechlal De'ik Yerushalayim Achrisi. There's another Yerushalayim that's connected to this Yerushalayim. The Heichen Imlo Lamala. Can't be any other where. But opposite it, up above. And the Shar HaShomayim is Mechuvet. The gates to heaven start here and end up there. The Omer Le'er of Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, all these things of Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak and Agadita, so the Gemara put them together. May Dechsivu Va'achas Yivaru V'yikoslu Musar Havolim Eitzu. What's the meaning of this pasuk? Omer Le'hochim Rabbi Yochanan. Achas Hi Shemivaeres Rishoyim B'Gehenim. There's one thing that the Rishoyim did that causes them to burn in Gehenim. Ma'hi Avodah Zarah. That is Avodah Zarah specifically. Siv Hocha. How do you know it means Avodah Zarah? Musar Havolim Eitzu. It says here Musar Havolim Eitzu. Siv Hosham Hevel Heima Masay Tzatuin. The Hevel refers to Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Va'achas Yivaru V'Yikoslu Musar Havolim Eitzu. Ilav Gzereshave, if it wouldn't be for the Gzereshave of Eitzu, that tells me that it's talking about Hevel, is talking about Avodah Zarah, what would be the simple meaning of the Pasuk? Right? Hayamashma Atumim Ke'etz L'Kabel Musar U'Leshav Hayulokim. That they're closed up like a piece of wood. Right? And they don't accept Musar. And the Mela, there's no purpose to hit them. The whole purpose of hitting you is to wake you up and to do tshuva. But they're closed like wood, and there's no purpose of hitting them. That's a simple meaning. Now, once you have the Gzereshava, that Hevel means Avodah Zarah, the meaning now is that because of the Avodah Zarah, that's why they're going to be burnt up in Gehenna. Ba'achas, Aveira Shein Osim, Yisbaru, Aksilim, Rishoyim. Because of that one sin, they're going to burn in Gehenna.